guys are moving out. Paul said, no, we're saving it for our children's college, but now they're doing college.
Well, no, not anymore. Okay, well, I talked to our parks guy, and he's going to do something about it. Parks maintenance for what now?
Oh, so you're thinking that it's the bathrooms out of the park?
That's what my sources say.
My sources say different.
Oh, really?
But we don't have,
you might be ready to sell it right when you're
right, and then, right. It'll probably go away.
Okay. And no,
it would be hard.
I read to him.
But that's half the battle for me if I'm doing my own yard work, is getting rid of
it.
Is this something you're going to tell us about, or is it different?
Oh, it's about where
Sandy
I live.
Sandy Valley.
Are we on? Okay, good. Let's start the meeting. Call to order. Let's start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Looks like
Daryl Jacobs.
Bob Matthews.
Trent Billingsley.
Go ahead, come on.
I don't do roll.
Natalia, you're part of the crew too. You gotta say something. you're always so quiet.
The rest of you are nothing.
No, they're the public. They are the public.
The rest of them are more than us.
They are the public.
Yes.
Public comment. Anybody have anything? Come on. Public, come on. Okay, nothing there. Approval of the minutes from the meeting of August 29, 2018 for possible action. Anybody got any changes? Anything?
I was good with them.
Good?
There's
everybody?
One little typo. It should be water levels are stable.
Or were? It doesn't matter. I was just pointing that out before. Before the meeting, but good. No, good catch. Good catch. So we'll see who you like better when you pick R or were.
I think were, that's what I
said. Yeah.
We'll put it on a dartboard. And...
Okay, I got it.
Why is everybody so giddy tonight?
I like yours.
I don't know, it's hot in here.
Anybody else got any? Nothing? We have a motion?
Yeah.
Approved.
Approval of agenda for September 26th, today, 2018. Hold, combine, delete any items for possible action. Move forward with that. Motion approved. Informational items. Receive a report from Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the current well levels, status of the Blue Diamond water system, and other related concerns for discussion only. Natalia, yours.
Pretty consistent. This last month, we just saw a slight decrease of a half a foot over the previous month. Also, we had no rainfall in September, so that's about it for rain. But overall, the wells have remained consistent. At the last meeting, there was a question regarding the timing of when a water meter can be requested and or reserved. Like you had a question if it could be reserved in Blue Diamond. So I spoke to our development services department, and I figured this is what it was, but I just wanted to make sure. So the water district can only assign a water meter when either a developer or a, you know, a customer comes in and submits plans for their land. So that is the only time that a meter can be assigned. So you can't like buy a property and say, I want to get a meter, but I'm not sure what the land is going to be used for. Like, the land use has to be submitted, and then based on that, how much water will be and how much water will be used, that's when the water district will assign a water meter and the meter size. So it's really all based on when people come. So we don't know, we never know if it's going to be a developer or if it's going to be just one person, but it's only done at the time that they come in and they submit plans, for whatever they're going to do. One thing I think it's important to know is that Blue Diamond, the annual allocation is 150 acre feet. So I did a little bit of digging. In 2017, Blue Diamond used 109 acre feet, just so you guys have some idea. And in 2016, Blue Diamond used 106 acre feet of the 150 acre feet.
What year did they use 106?
2016. So how many meters is that left then? What does that mean?
There's no way to tell, because if you have just one customer, that one customer would need maybe only 2 acre feet. But if you have a developer, you know what I mean?
I do know what you mean, but as a property owner and I own a back lot, the Las Vegas Valley Water District could take away the value of that lot.
Well, if you own a lot, even if it's vacant, you're...
But it doesn't have a water meter.
Yeah, well, then what I've been told is if you have a lot, that you should have a water... Like, you should request a water meter, is what I've
heard. But I can't request a water meter because I don't have the plans to build a CASA.
But there you go. And we can only give you a water meter once we have the plans.
So Las Vegas Valley Water District can take away my property value.
Well, I'm not saying that I can.
Well, but you are. I mean, I'm making it personal.
Yeah.
And so I guess my question is, who should I talk to about that? Because that is personal.
Yeah, I mean, I can get you the number to Development Services, because I think that is a very unique situation. Where at this point you don't know, right? What's going to be in that lot?
Right. Well, and I have the lot, and I have plans for the lot.
Yeah.
But I don't have
immediate
plans for a lot, you know. So I mean, once the kids are gone from school, I may leave without Blue Diamond. I may capitalize on all my equity and everything that I own in Blue Diamond. But you're telling me that Las Vegas Valley Water can take away my property value.
So yeah, that's a unique situation. So I will give you the number after the meeting.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that you can call.
Okay.
And I just want to say that I don't think we're gonna let any Billingsleys leave Blue Diamond.
Yeah. It was all really hypothetical. I sold a lot.
Yeah. Right. So I have a question too.
To be sincere,
no,
there's absolutely 11
so,
people.
So that leaves us, you know, theoretically, we've got about 41 acre feet yet to be allotted.
Exactly.
Now, does that mean, I mean, assuming that each house uses about half an acre foot, is that true these days?
About half, depending on how.
Right, so in theory, you could have 80 more lots.
Well, yeah, in theory, but again, we have no way of knowing, because if it's just one person that comes in,
right,
or if it's a developer that wants to build 4 houses or 8 houses,
right.
So there's really no way of knowing until the water district has land use plans in front of us, and
right.
We can say, okay, depending on how much land you're going to use, this is how much water you'll need, and this is the meter size.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just a single family home, technically it would be about that much, because it's between a half an acre to an acre.
That's a lot more.
But
than
you
I
have
remember.
Some people in town that are using more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're never going to get a fully accurate number.
Yeah, it's impossible to tell. Yeah, it's right. It's really like, yeah, it's impossible to tell an accurate number. We can only tell what's on now. It's been.
But they would allow up to what their perceived use of 150 acre feet.
Well, that's your annual. Yeah, that's your annual allocation. So they would not allow any more than that.
Right, but they would allow up to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they would. Can I follow up on that before we digress?
Mm-hmm.
No. So you're well. you're showing us these water levels and you're saying everything looks pretty good, but we're actually, you know, we're down a half a foot last month, a half a foot the month before that. We're down 5 feet from what we were a year ago, so I would not say it's particularly stable. And so our allotment is 150 acre feet, but if our levels were just tanking, right, would they take that into consideration, or would they say, you know, your allotment is 150 acre feet, so by hook or by crook, even if we have to truck it in, we're going to make it possible for you to have 150 acre feet?
I will find out if they would take that into consideration. I would assume they would, but I don't, you know, I don't want to speak for them.
Yeah.
So you want to know if the wells took a large hit, would they take that into consideration if new development came in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
thanks.
I think you should also add in the fact that there's lots that have water meters on them that mm-hmm. aren't using them, right? And there's 11 lots that are vacant that don't have water meters. There's four that have water meters and aren't using them, so that's 15. So that's 15 acre feet. And then there's commercial, right? And we've never measured what a restaurant does for their water use. There's still a possibility of the post office becoming something that has more water intensive use. So I'm kind of going along with Barbara. I don't really, first of all, I think we're not counting fully what's there. I'm really concerned about people losing the value of their lot to give someone a subdivision. And I go completely along with Barbara. It's not just what do we have in a number, but what do we physically have? And if you go look at the lower spring, the trees are all dying. So mm-hmm. we have a stress on our water system that's unprecedented. Because the water,
yeah, and I mean,
those
I think
trees
every
have been there forever and suddenly they're not. So
mm-hmm.
things are changing. So I feel concerned that we are going to base our projections on what was allotted to us as far as what's really there.
Okay.
Natalia, the 109 and the 106. That includes just residences? Does that also include the park? Does that include every water user?
That includes all of the town of Blue Diamond. So I'm assuming that's what
that
hydrology gave.
That includes the park.
Yeah,
okay.
That
the
should
park
include
uses
the
20
park.
To 30,000 gallons a day.
I mean, I'm thinking we should that when I asked for the information, that included all of the town of Blue Diamond. So I'm
okay. I just wanted to be clear on that number that it wasn't greater with other, you know, users on there. Anybody else have questions on that? For Natalia.
Is there a way that someone could just reserve a meter, and maybe they're going to get a number assigned to them? At a holding place? I mean, I know we haven't in the past, but could there ever be the possibility that Water District could be creative and do something?
I can ask. I know when I spoke to Development Services, they said they don't reserve meters because they have to have, you know, that information. They have to know what the land use is going to be.
I get that, but could they just
put
a little holding spot in there for 1 acre foot for this lot?
I can certainly.
I certainly know what the land use is going to be on the lot.
I mean, it's not going to turn into a car wash.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, it's going to be a house.
I can ask. I can certainly ask and then let you guys know at the next meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any time? No, seeing, hearing none. We move to receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other crime area, other crime concerns for discussion only.
Just
called you up. Oh, yeah. Good timing.
Sorry, Josie, I don't have anything specific to report. My guys will be here if you have any questions. I have to take off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, don't waste any water.
That's a heck of an appearance.
I have one last thing. I'm
oh, sure.
Sorry.
Shoot.
So at the last meeting, there was also the request for the chart that shows just the average water use for Blue Diamond when you requested. We're working on that. It takes a while because it's the whole town of Blue Diamond. And we're doing the average for all of 2018. So I will have that at the October meeting. So I'll bring you guys a chart so you can see what the average water use is for all accounts. Good. We'll have the last numbers because we have to do that for privacy protection, but you'll have all the accounts on there.
Good, thank you. Thank you on that. So we receive an update on the Red Rock bike trail from...
Nothing for Metro, you guys?
No.
You guys don't either.
Well, his water heater is water.
Well, I know Dean had to leave, but we still have two other officers here.
Well, that's what he said, yeah, there was nothing to report.
He said no report. And then he said his water.
All right, so then, Jill, you are up.
I have nothing to report either. We have a meeting scheduled for October 16th at 8:30 a.m. So hopefully at next meeting, I might have something more to report.
Who's the meeting with?
Where is it?
It's a private meeting. It's going to be over at the BLM offices with the FLAP organizers, which is Central Highway Lands Program. And a meeting with hopefully somebody from Commissioner Brown, Summerlin, all the FLAP people who are trying to. Their question is, the project has been tentatively approved. The question is, how do we connect it to the existing bike areas of Summerlin? So how do we connect to what is right there at Sky Vista Drive out to the, that's all the easy part. That's all done. It's that connectivity there at the very, very beginning. Give any thoughts, or if you close your eyes and see something fabulous, let me know. So I'd be happy to submit anything that anybody thinks is a great idea. We had a Red Rock Trails Partnership meeting, which is a group designed to really kickstart this project and got the plot thing going. They have several thoughts going through and some maps of public lands and stuff like that. So we definitely all take your input and your thoughts.
What is the input from like Summerlin, like Tom Warden? I guess he's involved. Is he rah-rah, lukewarm?
Yes. He's rah-rah, don't bother me with it, but when something comes up, why are you doing it that way? It's like, because I told you about everything we've been doing and you're acting lukewarm until all of a sudden it's real. So, okay. He's for it though. He's definitely there. We had a meeting with him and Larry Brown, and he's definitely... Good. It's a boon to anything, everything.
Yeah. Yeah, good.
And I'm better at giving input if I have something to look at first, and I've missed meetings, so maybe you've already done that here, but
I had a big book here, and so I can get you a big book if you want a big book.
Or I wouldn't mind looking at it.
I can borrow my big book.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Or I could have it on email before.
Ooh, that'd be even better.
Yep, okay. I'll look
into it. Any other questions, Sheila? No? All right, receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding construction on State Route 160 and other updates from Clark County for discussion only. Megan?
Yeah, I don't have a lot to share. I just want to tell you a little bit. The construction on your end of 160 is stopped, but it's starting up into Mountain Springs, and they had to do some blasting, so if you've been hearing that, they ran into some rock that they could not deal with a hoe ram, so they had to do some, like, not emergency blasting, but blasting that they weren't planning to do. And that construction continues up through there. It's supposed to be done in 2020. And if you guys are interested in that, Monday night they're having a special call CAC up at Mountain Springs if you're interested in what's going on with the construction. That's
And I think you told me offline that they're not using water from the well downstream of us, downgrading of us.
When's that meeting?
Monday.
Okay.
At what time?
At 6:00 at the fire station.
Right.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay.
So, can I ask a question?
Sure.
Did you learn anything about the water trucks that are taking water from our well and going down 150?
And without any like license plate numbers or anything, there's not a lot that anybody can do about it.
So you want a license plate number?
That's yeah, we could see. Well, we could see if that is associated with some other project, you know, or what company they work for. But I have to tell you, last time I came to the meeting, I saw a water truck coming this way full of water because it was sloshing water out. So I don't know. They can't take the water and go to another site. But yeah, we would need more information.
Okay.
Where are they going, Barbara? When they go down?
Well, I don't know. I don't follow them. Okay, I leave Blue Diamond going east, and sometimes there's a couple of times I've seen water trucks going that way from our well.
Hmm.
And I guess I thought the only place they would should be going is west to go to the dirt road to water the road.
I don't know. I mean, without knowing where they end up, you know, maybe they went to get lunch. I don't know. No, honestly, I mean, seeing that they go and put the water someplace,
sure.
I don't know that they're doing anything wrong,
yep.
And we can't assume that. And without a name of a company or anything, I have nothing to follow up on.
Okay.
You know.
No, I didn't have that feedback from you, so I know what to look for next time I see one of those.
You're seeing them go east on 160?
159, towards 160, yeah.
They're driving down to somewhere in Fort Apache empty, and they're loading down there, actually, and then they're actually hauling water back up here.
See, that's what I saw. That's
right,
what I
that's
saw,
what
too.
That's what they're doing.
Do you know anything behind that?
It's these same trucks that they use. Sometimes they fill it this well, sometimes they drive all the way to Fort Apache, but it's the same trucks.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're not going down the hill with water.
Okay.
So they're going down the hill empty.
They just came up with some water on the way through.
Good to know.
Yeah. Right, and that's what I had seen them coming this way. And if it stops, it sloshes and sloshes
159
out.
159
to 160. Mm-hmm. But they're, like I said, they're loaded up, not down.
Hmm. Okay.
So. Pastor Bill, did he take the job?
Oh, yes, Pastor Bill did say, yes, thank you. Pastor Bill did say that he will represent us for CDAC. You can be an alternate if you're interested.
No, I don't need to be.
But, okay. Why didn't you have a burning desire to
I've
do
done
that?
It before, and it's very rewarding, and I
That's
somehow
I heard,
got the
yeah.
impression that maybe he was backing out, so I didn't want us to
oh,
be
no,
done representing.
Oh, no, he said he's going
to
continue to do it.
Good.
And we'd asked for, and I didn't get this on the agenda, the numbers for the water for the park, and Ron is not able to get them. They're having some sort of glitch with the system because it's saying that they used a number that can't be possible because it's really, really low. Which I know you would love that number, but so there's something is not working right. So he didn't want to send out numbers that were completely false.
For the water in the park?
Mm-hmm.
Because they said they came up with the algorithm that they used based on that, and it's about 22,000 gallons of water a day.
Well, I just...
And that was based on what he came up from the park.
I don't think that's possible.
I just did some quick math. When last time Ron Carrington was here, he gave us this report.
Mm-hmm.
And this was from 2013, so this, you know, I mean, things could have changed. But I did just the quick math on this, and it was 8,000 a day.
That's whatever math that they came up with, it was like 22,000.
Okay.
Wow. I want to say there's 45,000 gallons per acre foot.
I just looked all that up and did some quick math, and it came up to 22, your numbers came up to about 22 acre feet per year.
Well, that's possible, yeah. We'll find out soon. Next month, maybe? Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully, yeah. He was very, and just, you know, he doesn't review those numbers every day.
Yeah.
So when they gave him the report to give to me, he was like, wait a minute, this something's not right. So they're, he said to me, I have some bad news. We're using 30 times the amount of water we used 5 years ago. I'm like, stop it. Stop it.
It was
unusually low. And so he's got to check and make sure what's going on.
That reminds me of, what about the readings we used to get on the meter in the park, our park, the UP line?
It was so low that it was, they got the new meter in there. So I've not gotten readings since they put that new meter in. So
when did they put that in?
Yeah, let's see in my notes. It was a couple months ago.
Oh.
Because the levels were so,
right, so the flow
low,
was so
the
low.
Flow was so low that they couldn't
too cheap to meter.
They had to get a new meter, and I don't remember when that was. It was a couple months ago. I don't have it in my notes, but
I'll email John.
Yes, I would tell
Whatever
you that
John
I'm going to do it,
then.
And I'm tell you I'm not going to get around to it.
I'll email John for next meeting. And see
I have
those
the numbers.
Get those
plenty
numbers
on my plate, and I cannot. I just can't add anything else.
That
UP
line's got a leak in it again as well. Just off the road, off of 160.
How long were you
out of town? Listen, I have 322 emails on my phone. I'm still getting through them. So. I need to learn to delegate. Pamela knows, isn't it? So I just can't take that extra from them. So if you want to do it, that's great.
I'll do it.
Great.
So with the park, based on an acre foot being 326,000 gallons, it's like 325 and change, so we'll round it up to 326. So according to the printout that was handed out in, I guess it was probably 2014, since they got the total gallons used for 2013 for the park were 3,699,994. So if you do 326 times 10, that would be close. So it'd be about 11 acre feet. That's what the park. That's what that's what the park.
That sounds more like what I remember.
It was lower than what I thought it was once they put in the new system when they right. you know from the old where they took out you know they saved a lot of right. a lot of gallons. So just be curious to see where it is at this point.
And, you know, I'm not sure where we're going with this, but I do want to say that the park is very valuable. Lots of people use it for a lot of things, so I'm not in favor of getting rid of it so that we can have more homes developed here.
So I'll bet the 22,000 gallons a day is during the summer months because it's 603,000 a month, like June, July, and August, around there. And that's about, and this was 2013, but that's about 20,000 gallons.
Right.
But during the winter months, it's at 4,000 gallons a day. So I'll bet that number is a summer number.
Probably.
Yeah, jump.
Also, just to take into consideration, during the summer, there's more watering. You know, otherwise your grass dies. And then during the wintertime, watering goes down to 3 days a week and then 2 days a week. So usually you do see less water during the wintertime.
January and February and November and December were 120,000 gallons, both of those. Then it goes up March, April to 201. Same thing for September, October, 2001. And then you got right in dead in summer, it was 603.
Yeah.
So it's five times the amount in January, February, and November, December, and three times those other months. So those are pretty huge.
It's
there.
Like at your house.
And just so you know, Barbara, that was basically the park was brought about because Evan was concerned about when there were two heavy rainstorms, I'm going to say a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, whatever, back to back, 2 days in a row, is that the sprinklers in the park were worse. So
their system is probably broken
because he was concerned.
The last time we had them here talking to us, they said they had a system that checked for that.
Right.
But I did report that Ron had told me that it's not just a one-for-one. Not just because you have rain today doesn't mean it's automatically going to be shut off tomorrow. It may have been dry for 3 days, and they're still making up for those 3 days of loss of humidity or whatever you want to call it. So he said just because you see it running the next day doesn't mean something's wrong. It just means it's part of the whole system.
Okay.
So
that's where it basically rose from. And can you please say thanks to Clark County Public Works? The crew that was out on Colker Road, they were doing some drainage issues, which meant that they were taking out some asphalt and replacing it and taking it down. Guys were out there for like 2+ weeks. They just laid the asphalt today. They really did a great job. These guys were the old story of five guys standing there leaning on a shovel, one guy working. This wasn't true. This crew, I didn't even think they took lunch, to be perfectly honest with you. They worked really hard, so thank you on that. And Megan, I will ask this. I don't think you can really say anything. You mentioned that one time. But does anybody have any info on the Save Red Rock lawsuit that was supposed to be heard September 20th? Does anybody?
It just keeps getting, it's nothing to do with anything. It's the court system just keeps pushing it back for some reason. And we have no idea why. Now it's set up for, what did we hear, October 7th?
Mm-hmm. We had reached out to Rob Warhola and hadn't heard back. So, I mean, I can tell you what dates are. It's just not something that I can...
Right.
Yeah, it's not from county or from us. I think it's the court system. Mm-hmm. And we've got... our judge has been reassigned. So that was kind of a weird thing. So the judge we had that saw heard the first... whatever it was that they
Weiss
heard...
Weiss or Weiss?
No longer our judge.
Wow.
He's got arbitrarily reassigned. I mean, there's been shuffling in the courts, and so it's... I shouldn't be answering these questions because obviously I don't even know their names. There you go.
So is this going through Clark County courts or is this
Clark County
state or
okay. It's Clark County. I think so.
Well, we're in the county, so I imagine
it's in the county court.
Well, the county is doing this, so.
Yeah, it's not federal.
It's not federal.
Seems a little strange when the county. I respect that all judges are going to hopefully make an impartial decision, but it does seem weird when one party is one of the claimants.
It's the county, right?
Yeah, but the court is separate. I mean.
Yeah, like I said, the judge should be impartial and make a call. Okay, good. That's all I got. Anybody else? Anything for Megan?
Megan, the applications.
That'll come up?
Oh, sorry. Okay, that's right.
Don't rush me.
Okay,
so
here's where we yell at Pamela. Pamela, don't rush Megan.
Thank you. Sorry, I forgot that was on the agenda. I don't have one.
Slap your hand. Bad girl.
Yeah.
Planning and zoning, none. Review, finalize fiscal year 2019-2020 budget request and take public comment on the budget request for possible action.
So I have all sorts of updates for you guys. So I'll go through the requests from last year and say I got responses for all of them from Public Works. So, and the red is the response. I've never gotten a response like this. We have a new assistant director and he is fantastic. So the first one was an apron on the east and west sides of the intersection of Torino Avenue and Cole.
Done.
This project is already planned. We will lower the roadway at the wash so water will drain across the roadway. An asphalt apron can and will be installed on the downstream east side of the crossing. However, one can't be built on the west side of the road because there is no right of way. So
right.
Done.
So done. Complete.
Review the condition surfaces of Colca Road, Fortney Road, Hualapai Way, Torino Avenue, and Wounded Horse Trail and repair or resurface as needed.
Also, I believe done.
The roads division staff rated each of these roads, except Wounded Horse, which is not a county-maintained roadway, on Monday, August 27th, and found that all roads were in good to almost excellent condition. Colca Road got a 6, says this is somewhat misleading because it received a lower score due to crack filling. Fortney Road was an 8, Hualapai was an 8, Torino Avenue was 8.5.
Do you know what a good score is?
I'm assuming a 10. I don't know.
Oh, okay, yeah, just curious.
It says our staff spoke to one of the residents in the area when they did the rating and asked him what was wrong with the road because it was very smooth and looked good, and he was told the roadway wasn't black anymore. So apparently color is a concern.
That was me.
Oh, okay. Your road doesn't have to be black to be good. Okay.
That's what the guy that did our ceiling on the cul-de-sac said, because it's gray, it's dried, and whatever, okay. But that's fine.
Okay, paving and review of drainage on Eagle Ranch Road and Wigwam, which is adjacent to Eagle Ranch Road, or the location. Again, this is it's county right-of-way, but it has never been brought up to standards for the county to accept for maintenance, so we do not do any maintenance on it.
Okay.
So I know that's a very confusing thing, but just because a road is dedicated doesn't mean that we maintain it. This one, I hate to even tell you, but remove the lane divider dots on Arroyo and consider strips instead. The ceramic raised pavement markers, RPMs, are not creating any safety problems, so they will remain. As time allows, roads will rate the roadway and determine if and when it should be scheduled for resurfacing. When that work is done, the RPMs will be evaluated to determine if they are warranted, and if not, the RPMs can be switched out for striping.
Do they take into consideration pedestrians? Because that road is not wide enough for pedestrians and vehicles in one half of one lane.
Well, I don't think they probably do because there is no sidewalk. So I
don't
imagine.
They need to. That's where people have to walk.
Well, I don't know. I will ask that question, but this is like my third no.
I know.
I keep trying.
Thank you for asking.
I don't give up, I think it's a no for right now.
I think it is a safety concern. I have a safety concern.
Can you get some of those
hate
public work signs from Mount Charleston and bring them down here so we can post them?
Don't even get me started on that. Okay.
That looked bad. Yeah.
I can tell you how I feel about that offline. Okay. Final thing was study the drainage patterns and problems within Blue Diamond and explore possible solutions, primarily Cerrito, Allegro, and Lassen Streets. And you guys don't want to hear this one either. Diversions were created on private property, which we know what it is, that has diverted flows out of their normal drainage paths, and there's nothing that really can be done at this time. So we all
gutters
know.
Gutters would help.
What?
Gutters would help.
Well, actually, I have been, but when you brought up gutters before, we had people that were very opposed to them. So
I was opposed, but you know what? If you look at where the road ends, it ends in the middle of most people's property on the top part of Cerrito.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, it does. If you look at the aerial, people are built into the road. So if they were going to put a gutter, they would be in the wrong spot.
Ouch.
Oh, yeah.
Because there, that was just.
Yeah,
not,
I don't think you want to open the can of worms.
Yeah, it's
but I know we are continually trying to deal with the situation that was created by the changes in grading. So at this time, they can't do anything. Hopefully, that will improve.
They came in and did some good cleaning after the big flood. That was great.
Good.
Yeah.
So all of your concerns have been addressed. Maybe not the answers you wanted, but they have all been addressed. So I asked last week if any, or last month, if anybody wanted, if there were any other things to add to the list. So go for it. Okay.
Who
we
the
had
person?
That bike path, right? Was the bike Heather put in the bike path?
I no one has contacted me.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought she did. Is it too late for me to do it tomorrow?
No. Do it like within the next week.
I will do it. I will send you a map of it.
But the board needs to vote on it. So
can we vote tonight or no?
No.
Well, it's for action.
Okay. Tell us about the bike path.
Well,
let's vote on it.
Well, that one, yeah, for possible action there.
Well, and I don't know how far it could go, so give me some parameters. So this bike path that we're doing that is just going to be from Summerlin to the visitor center, this has been a design path for the BLM, and that's considered zone one. Zone two is within the entrance and exit of the visitor center. Zone three goes from the exit of the visitor center to either Bonnie Springs or Spring Mountain Ranch. And zone four kind of goes this way, kind of going out to 160. So
would you guys be comfortable, I mean, if you're all in favor of asking for the bike path in within the community area, would you be comfortable with voting on bike path just as a generic term and let her get the details to me?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. So we will add bike path.
And
then
I'll tell you guys, because honestly getting it from this way to 160 might be really fun.
Okay. So we'll keep it generic for now. When I send in the requests, I'll include the specifics.
Okay.
Hey, get this nice bike path, and I won't care about the dots on the road.
So,
I'm getting a front end loader at some point. This box is
short-lived. Oh, wait.
La, 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 la.
I'm going to miss Doug Dotson when they go away. It was Doug.
Coast of Doug.
Oh, my God. You can stop it. We are recording.
You mean Doug Dots?
Okay, so we're
okay.
Nominate a representative.
Wait.
Oh, you still got more?
Well, we have to vote on that. So the only thing I have is the bike path.
Everybody said yes. They agreed on it.
What you're asking is there nothing else? Is what you're
right. I just want to make sure that covers all the requests anybody has.
Make a motion to approve that.
Make a motion.
Okay.
For what?
For the capital
improvements. For the capital
improvements.
Okay, so my question was, are we voting about the bike path, or are we voting that we're only asking for the bike path?
We're only asking for the bike path.
Right. That's what I've gotten.
Okay, so I just want to ask, is there something that the other areas are requesting that would be logical for us that we're just not thinking of?
And I've said this before, you guys have all the stuff everybody else is asking for.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, you have a community pool, you have a community center, you have a skate park, you have a nice baseball field, you have a park. Those are the things that other communities are asking.
Okay. I'm not arguing, I'm just asking.
No,
don't
that's fine.
Miss
but
any.
So count your blessings. You guys have a lot of good stuff here.
Yes.
So you know, that's really great. Great, it's a great comment on your community, you know. So just the bike path.
So that was fine.
Would it help the park system if we asked for some type of water diversion around the park? Because it wipes out that baseball field every time, and they've got to, every time we get a big rain, they've got to come by and repair it. So, could we get some type, I don't want to say gutters, I don't want to say anything like that, but some type of water diversion to go around the baseball field on the...
Okay, well, before I go through all the wordsmithing of a comment, of a request, is that something you guys would be in favor of?
Yeah, I think that somebody wants to use it, otherwise they've got to wait for
a Mac out. Small request, I think that totally makes sense.
So that can be review, drainage around park?
Yep.
Around baseball time. The rest of the park's fine, because it's all grass. So it absorbs the water, no problem.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Next one.
So, Rick, so we're all good with that one?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. We got two.
Ready to vote. He wanted to vote. Ready to vote.
Okay. Make a motion to approve. To approve the budget request. The two budget requests for the bike path and...
I'll second that motion.
Okay. We're 5-0.
Awesome. Thank you.
Nominate a representative and possible alternate to serve on the Community Development Advisory Committee.
I nominate Pastor Bill.
And he has already agreed.
He's
so
agreed.
If you guys ratify that, then we're good to go.
I second that.
Great.
Discuss the date for a special call meeting for October for possible action.
So what has happened is the we had decided not to meet on Halloween, which I was very happy about. But we happen to have an item coming forward that would be heard that night. So I talked to the applicant, I talked to planning. There's two options. We can set a different date for October, or they just go without being heard. And I don't think you want that option of not being heard. I mean, if you do, that's fine. We can just go ahead. But I had proposed that Monday instead of the 31st, the 29th. Or if there's some other day. I can't do Tuesday or Thursday that week because I have other meetings. I mean, you can meet without me if you, you know, wanted to, but it's good for me to be here to see the discussion and everything. So if that Monday works for everybody, then we would, I'll just put it October 29th.
It's okay for me. Myself, I won't be able to do that whole week or the next week.
Well, why don't we do it? Because that's going to be a key vote. I mean that is the RV park. That's the RV park. So how about a date that we could all come up with? Because I think five votes are a lot better than three or four.
Well, I'm going to be
if
gone
she's gone for 2 weeks. That makes it a little
November 8th.
Can we do it earlier in October?
Let me look. We could do it the Wednesday before. Let me see what that
24?
Is.
Something that would be good, Pauline and everybody else. I got nothing.
But I mean, I'm gone the 24th, but that doesn't mean the rest of the people.
So we cannot please Pauline because apparently she's doing some sort of crazy international travel. So does
then
the 29th
the
work for everybody else?
Yes.
29.
Okay, so we will do that.
Yeah, you're fine. I can't be here.
Can't be here?
He can. I can.
I can. She can.
Oh, I actually could do the 24th. I was wrong. I could do the 24th.
You are killing me.
I know.
Can you be here for the
24th? I can, but that don't matter.
So it's up to you guys if you want to do the Wednesday before or the 29th.
If she can be here for the 24th, let's do the
24th. I said the 24th.
This space is being used for the book club at that particular time.
Oh, okay. So
can we meet at your house? Whose house?
Well, if you're in the book club, you won't be at this meeting. So let's do the 29th.
Well, I'm not going to miss this for the book club.
Can the book club shift their hours?
I don't know. Talk to Nina.
What are the hours of the book club?
7, right when the library closes.
Hey, Nina, are you listening to this?
No. Can we boot the book club on the 24th?
They could go to somebody's house.
Why can't we?
Moving the meeting from October 31st. We're trying to pick a date where all five of us could
be. We could do the 25th.
I think the concert hut is not a bad idea.
We could do the 24th.
Why don't we just go to the concert hut on the 24th?
Why can't you do the concert hut?
We can't do it on that day. Dude, it's concert hut or meet over at the cafe. Mm-hmm.
Who will we have to notify? With Joe?
Yeah, this guy's going to present a whole thing about...
Oh, right, that doesn't work.
The
trailer park.
Yes, he is.
Nobody here.
Well, we get some spirited discussion going.
EDRA?
Yeah. We can use a quantitative.
No, it's the library book club.
I don't think there's
anything. If we do pick the quads out, can somebody make those arrangements with Joe so we're in there?
Make sure. Hang on.
And maybe post it so that people know, because that might be when the people want to go to if they're going to build a trailer park.
Do you see the dates for the quad hut?
It has to be posted, and it'll be a special call, so it'll stand out as something in the
Cool. I don't think
so. So no library. Right. Nina, no library?
On the 24th?
Yep.
That's the book club night.
Just asking. We could do the Quonset Hut. People have mentioned the Quonset Hut. In
do you know if the Quonset Hut is booked that night?
On what night?
The 24th.
The
24th.
It is not.
Okay, let's go to the Quonset Hut.
Yeah, that's fine.
Might not be a bad idea, because it might...
You know, it's tradition there to have a 12-pack of natural light. Like you're saying.
Okay. I like Bud Light
Lime. Is that per member or?
It used to be, yes. It was pretty much per member.
That'd be one heck of a meeting, I'll tell you that.
Okay, so we will do October 24th at the Quonset Hut for the special call.
At 7? What time?
Yes, we'll do the same time.
7.
Yes, 7. And it'll get posted just like any other meeting. So we posted in all the locations in 3 days in advance. And then I'll just handle the next one because it's me too. So
okay.
We are at that time. We are almost at the end of your 2-year term. So everyone has to reapply every 2 years if you are interested in continuing to serve. I brought applications here. They're available online. So that's just why I have to make that announcement. So and that's all I have.
All right. Thank you. Comments by the general public.
I have one. So I arrived here early, which I know I don't usually do, and the parking lot was full, and I thought, oh yeah, everybody's here, and I walked in and nobody was in here but Nina. And so I think people are using up the library parking lot when they're not patrons, so the patrons can't use it. So,
if well, any two of them are Pamela's and mine, so we're guilty.
Yeah, so, okay. Unless you were...
Because we were eating something before we came working.
Well, they have a separate parking lot.
Yeah, I've actually had, like, 80-year-old women who can't... They're, like, don't have a place to park because the library's open, but it's all parked up. But no one's in here.
Maybe you need a sign that says library parking only.
It says library parking only.
Oh, really?
Only.
Oh, okay. You got it.
I think we need a Metro officer stationed in the library that can put tickets on cars.
I'll put that in.
Don't be tickling my car. No.
I think I know the answer to that one.
You better off getting the fire department up here to help the fire
department. Get a voice going.
Bill, anything today? Everything good?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay, good. Okay, so next meeting is
October 24th.
Yeah. Why did I say November 28th?
Because we didn't have a date.
Oh, right. So you just threw it through.
October 21st was officially canceled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could have all said we don't want to hear it. And just go on. I mean, I knew that was
October 24th, 2018, and we have adjournment.
If you said we don't want to hear it, does that mean it just goes straight to the commission without?
Yeah.